I wanted to address the Josh Brown situation. When we made the decision to re-sign Josh back in 2015, we were certainly aware of the arrest. We were also aware of the allegations associated with that arrest and the fact that the charges were dropped within a couple of days after the arrest. Based on the facts and circumstances that we were aware of at that time, we were comfortable with our decision to re-sign him. Nothing has happened in the meantime to make us question that decision. This is an issue, domestic violence, that we take very seriously here. Everybody in this building, players and employees alike, go through a training program on issues like domestic violence and sexual abuse and DUI. We have worked very closely for many, many years, long before this became a hot-button topic, with an organization called My Sister's Place. And this is an issue that is very personal to a lot of us. In this particular case, as an employer, it's a complicated and emotional issue, and you have to make decisions based on the facts and circumstances you're presented with. When we made this decision, we knew that the NFL was going to conduct its own investigation. We had no idea how long that was going to take. Obviously, it's resulted in Josh being handed a one-game suspension. We accept that decision, we support it, and now we move on. So that's my statement. With that, I'll take whatever questions you have.
How do you feel about the police report regarding the May 2015 incident, including her version at that time of a history of things happening prior to that, amounting to up to 20 incidents?
Well, there have been different numbers reported. We were certainly aware at the time that there were allegations of numerous incidents. Based, again, on the facts and circumstances that we're aware of, we were comfortable with our decision to sign them.
So the regarding of that is as allegations and not necessarily what happened based off the information you have. Is that the inference?
Well, I mean, one thing that you learn when you're dealing with these issues is that there's a big difference between allegations and convictions or indictments. And it's very difficult sometimes to sort through all that and make informed decisions. We attempted to make an informed decision here. We'll live with the results of that decision, and we move forward. A lot of times there's a tendency to try to make these cases black and white. They're very rarely black and white. You very rarely have a Ray Rice video. There are allegations made. You try to sort through the facts, and you try to make an informed decision. That's what we did here.
John, did you require anything of Josh, any kind of intervention with him? Did you ask anything of him after your...
Josh knows what's expected of him. It's been made pretty clear. I happen to know, and I wouldn't normally say this, but I think he has made it public. He's been going through counseling for a couple of years now. We're pretty confident that he's been very diligent about that. He's been a good citizen since he's been here. He's had conversations with a number of us on the management end, including myself, and I'm confident that he's going to continue to conduct himself in a manner that we expect him to do.
What made you determine that the distraction that could potentially come, that you knew that this was a potential, outweighed the fact of resigning him?
Well, I'm trying to be fair to Josh also. Yes, it's a distraction. Yes, the easiest thing in the world for us to have done would have been to say, let's find another kicker. But I'm trying to be fair to him as well. I think he's trying to do the right thing. He deserves an opportunity to show that he can do that.
John, I understand you've heard about women who work in this organization and have applied to those things. So you have to look at that. Talk to them about this. So you feel that Josh should be...
I'm painfully aware that I have four daughters and seven sisters, and I know I got to face each one of them. And these are not easy decisions. Very easy to say, guy's been accused, get rid of him, terminate him. But, when you're sitting at the top of an organization and you're responsible for a lot of people, you better make more informed decisions than that.
Just getting back to the comment about the difference between allegations and indictments, but as we know with women who potentially are battered or go through domestic violence, there can be hesitations in coming forth or citing anything that might be present or ongoing. So how do you put that with what you were saying, the difference between allegations, you know, and indictments, when you look at the syndrome of that?
There's no question that what you just said is correct. However, again, when you're in an employment situation, you got to make decisions based on the facts and circumstances in front of you and based on your own investigation, and that's what we did. And we felt that based on all of that, we were comfortable in signing them. I'm not going to make any comments about, you know, the veracity of the allegations or anything like that, other than to say we were comfortable in making an employment decision.
John, on domestic violence, do you draw a line at conviction? Like, if
no,
tolerating or
no, I don't
tolerating?
Think we draw that line. I think the league found out a few years ago that if you completely rely on the criminal justice system, that could backfire. So that's why the league has a personal conduct policy. That's why they do their own investigation. And sometimes there are facts that are so compelling that they lead you to make a decision even prior to the criminal justice system. You know, when you're an employer, you look at the problems that the judicial system has in dealing with these issues, and the employers have the same problem. And you have to take these things on a case-by-case basis and try to make informed decisions. That's what we did here.
Do you expect Josh to be the kicker this season?
That's going to be a football decision. You know, there'll be a competition, and that'll be up to the coach.
What made you come out today?
I don't know. You know, I just it's such a complex and emotional issue. I just felt like the time was right. And truthfully, I probably should have done it a couple of days ago.